Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
A Dear Media original podcast.
Welcome in to Back to the Beach, you guys. As always, I'm going to kick this thing off with a quick chat about HelloFresh, which is, of course, America's number one meal kit. If you've been listening, you know I'm a huge fan for multiple reasons, but one of them being, I love that you can change if you're going to be at a different address. I'm traveling a lot in October, per usual, but I'm going to be in LA and I'm actually bringing my kids. And any mom out there knows that when you land in a new city and you have your kids with you, you need food whenever you get to where you're going. You need food ASAP. So I'll definitely be changing the address on my delivery and I'll be getting HelloFresh out there because it is quick, easy, and painless. So very excited about that. HelloFresh is now offering vegan recipes on the menu every week. So that's made without any animal products of any kind like dairy, meat, eggs, or honey. You can enjoy meals like sweet chili tofu bowls or spicy coconut curry stir fry. HelloFresh works with your ever-changing schedule. Plans are flexible and you can choose your meals for the week, update your preference, or change your delivery day all in the HelloFresh app. Changing seasons means changing tastes, and with 30 plus weekly recipes to choose from, HelloFresh has something for everyone. Easily customize your meals by swapping proteins or sides, upgrading to choice proteins, or adding protein to a veggie meal. You guys are going to want to go to HelloFresh.com/beach65 and use code beach65 for 65% off plus free shipping. Again, that's HelloFresh.com/beach65 and use code beach65 for 65% off plus free shipping. I remember my dad gave me pots and pans and everyone else was getting like diamond earrings. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? I was so pissed.
You got fucking pots and pans?
I was so mad. But now that I'm an adult, I'm like, shit, I get it. That stuff's expensive.
What's up, everybody? Welcome into Back to the Beach with Kristen and Steven. I'm Steven Coletti, and I'm looking at the lovely
Kristen Cavallari.
There you are. Hello. In the flesh.
Yes, we're in person.
Away from me. Here we are in Los Angeles, California, in studio here at Dear Media to do another episode of the Laguna Beach Rewatch that we are doing here. By the way, I live down in San Diego, so I just drove about 17 hours this morning to get here.
You're a real trooper.
And I get here and I'm like, all right, I'm a little early. I'm going to go grab some coffee. So I go to Alfred, which is a very trendy coffee spot in LA.
Yes.
And you can almost, like, I didn't even need to know exactly where I was going because there's all of these workout outfits of these models all just like walking down the street into one direction. Yeah. Like it's like they're all meeting the queen bee and they're all walking into Alfred. And I just get out of my car and I'm like a little out of place. I feel like I've only been out of LA for 2 years, but I'm like, this is like a foreign land to me now.
I know, it's so funny. True. I notice it too because I don't live here anymore. So I just pop in and out and I notice it too.
Do you see? And it's like, I mean, we're old, but at least I am old.
No,
you are still
getting,
very young,
I love you,
looking
but I'm
gorgeous.
Old too.
No, but I mean, they look like they're teenagers.
That's what I noticed. Now I'm like, everybody looks so young. Or is it because we are officially old?
Yeah,
like, I used to always be the youngest person out of all my friends, out of everybody. Uh-huh. And now I'm no longer the young one anymore. And that's kind of sad.
But it's a Wednesday and it's like 11 a.m. And I'm like, does any of these people have jobs?
No, nobody works.
Full workout gear.
Nobody works.
Everyone's in their aloe or their
Lululemon.
There you go. Yeah. Cruising around in that. So it was funny. I was feeling a little out of place. But
yeah.
Now we are here. And I'm actually excited to talk about this episode because this might be my favorite episode of the first season.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, it's your graduation. I have to say, I got pretty emotional watching this. This is one of the coolest things about doing a reality show at a pivotal time in your life like this. You have your graduation that looks like a beautiful movie with the music, and it really pulls on those heartstrings. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I thought it was a really sweet episode.
Yeah, I might have got a little misty myself.
Aww.
It was one of those things where, and I don't get emotional too easy, you know,
you're a hard ass. I got it.
It's a sensitive man over here, but like, I don't show tears very often.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there and I'm like, you're not going to cry. And then I was trying to fight it off. And then it just kind of full waterworks came down.
I
even took a picture of it, which I will show you, because I was like, this is funny. You're crying.
Sweet.
But you know what? I think to me, it's part of what makes it all worth it, because mm-hmm. it's a lot of what I expected us to be doing when we were first signing on to the show. And it was just a lot of this, like, casually hanging out with your friends. Boy, was I naive. But this episode, by the way, everyone, it's called Graduation Day. This is episode 109. It aired November 30th, 2004. And it was described to you as graduation day is here and the seniors spend time with their families getting ready for the big event through a senior video project by MTV. The seniors reveal their personal thoughts on graduation, senior year, and life after Laguna. Yeah, there's a lot of great moments in this episode that I always, for all these years since I first watched the show when it first came out, I always look back and when people ask me, would you ever watch it again? I was like, I think I'd watch the graduation episode, because I remember getting a little emotional back then. When I saw that, I was like, oh, this is really cool to have this. And then 18 years later, here I am sitting in my room watching it by myself.
No, I love that. That's sweet. I agree. Maybe from an entertainment perspective, not the most dramatic episode, but I just think it really takes everybody back to that moment and everyone can relate, which is a very special time in everyone's life.
You hit the nail on the head there. As far as everyone being able to relate, I think that this is something that I underestimated early on when the show came out. And there was so much focus on this drama between you and I and what was going on in our relationship. So shell-shocked by it that I didn't think something that might be positive from the show that can come from this is people relating to their own experiences mm-hmm. in their high school life or what to expect. Because I was just like, this is so stupid. All this silly drama and the way that they're manufacturing it.
Blowing it up.
It's sensationalized. As the years have gone on, And people have come up to me and talked about the show. They could say, oh, I just kind of could relate to the experiences that I was going on. Or people would be like, my girlfriend in high school, like we were just so like you and Kristen. And and it's funny to see that. And then it kind of gives me, you know, what I appreciate about the entertainment industry, obviously giving people an escape, giving something for people to compare themselves to in a good way. Meaning like an opportunity to like reflect on what they might be going through and how it's relating to other people that they're going through the same thing. And in a way that can kind of create joy or comfort for somebody wherever you live across the world. So as years have gone on, I've seen that kind of happen and people have talked to me about that. And I'm like, you know what? This makes me more comfortable with this show because people can relate to it. Whether you had already passed through high school, whether you're going through it at the same time, or if you were 14 years old, just entering high school and looking at what you could expect, and maybe there was
what you could
maybe
expect, you could, or hopefully not expect.
Yeah, or like learn some, like, this is what I should not be doing.
Yeah.
So there is some positive that I think this can contribute to society, because early on, when it's just this crappy drama and it's just a reality show, and then of course like the entertainment industry is like, this show is terrible, like it's just, you know,
I don't think the entertainment industry said that. I actually think it got a lot of notoriety from the entertainment industry because it was shot so beautifully.
Okay.
It was very different than anything we had seen at the time. And so I actually remember, it was a weird thing for me because in the entertainment world, I was getting a lot of accolades. Like I was nominated for like Big and 05 awards, like best reality star, like all these things. But then the flip side was everyone hated me. So I was like, which one is it? Like,
I know.
It was a weird thing.
I think, and as I went into acting, I was more self-conscious about this. I think people were actually pretty welcoming to me once they kind of got to know me and understood who I was as opposed to the guy that was on the show. But yeah, I think for the, I don't know, old school writers and directors and actors of the industry.
Yes.
They're like, this is the deathbed of our art. Actually, that is a direct quote from somebody at one point who was not mad at me, but we were talking about reality TV. And they're like, well, reality TV is basically the deathbed of my art. And I was like, whoa.
I mean, I understand
profound,
that.
But it's also, but at that time, I can get where they're coming from. And I felt that. But to think that there's not enough room for, you know, great original storytelling, especially as we see so many things these days. It's like a lot of repeated stories, but just in a more modern sense, right?
Exactly.
All the storylines are just kind of repeated. But it's funny because I wound up doing a little research on the first reality show.
Oh.
It's called An American Family.
Okay.
It was on PBS in like the mid-70s. And they wind up featuring this family in Santa Barbara. And I think they wind up biting off a little more than they can chew because during the time that they were shooting, they wound up getting a divorce.
Sounds like a great reality show.
Right?
So I'm going to go back and watch it.
I think it was innocently a portrait of this family and kind of a beautiful seaside community, which is interesting because what they did with Laguna.
Yep.
And then seeing that there's a lot more to this family that's going on, like something is about to happen, we should probably continue to do this. And that is basically day one of reality TV in the 70s.
I had no idea that a reality show came out that long ago. I'm going to go and watch it, I feel like.
I'm pretty sure it's like in black and white and it's like probably just some interviews.
Okay, never mind.
You're like, based on
take your word for it.
Where we're at now, how it's evolved. Yeah. You're like, you know what? We're good.
The first reality show that I really remember was Temptation Island. That was what I was watching in middle school.
Now, is that a spinoff of The Bachelor? Is that a Bachelor show?
No. So this was pre-Bachelor. This was like, I don't remember how many couples, but they went away to this island. It was like, can you make it as a couple with all of this other temptation around you, all these other people?
We would have failed Temptation Island.
We 100% would have failed Temptation
MTV's
Island.
MTV's like, we got this great next show for you, Stephen and Kristen. You guys are together at the moment, correct? All right, come with
great.
Us.
Yep, here we go.
Perfect.
Yeah, big old fail. But that was the thing. I mean, Laguna Beach was really the first of its kind, and that was why people were so interested in it. Which I will say, I'm happy to be proud of that. I think reality TV has changed so much now, you know, and I think we went into it so innocently. We didn't know what was going on. Where now people go on reality shows with an agenda, and there's a difference there. And I think that's why it's really stood the test of time, because we didn't know what was going on. It was just so sweet and innocent.
And this episode, graduation episode, is a perfect portrait of that, because there are so many, I think, pure moments where they're kind of just rolling the camera as they did all the time. But what they would cut down and what you saw in those first handful of episodes where they're drilling into the drama of these relationships and who's dating who. But MTV would be there on the days that they were shooting for a couple of hours, and they would shoot all this stuff. And it really made us kind of feel relaxed and feel like they're just getting the casual scene of these kids hanging out and just some of their silly conversations. That's what they would wind up using. But this episode has a lot of, I feel like, really pure and IRL moments where it's the feelings of being excited to graduate. We're reflecting on what happened senior year and how we feel as we're about to transition. Because this is such a pivotal point in everyone's lives when you are graduating high school and you are getting out of the nest, right? And everyone's kind of ready. You transition. So there's a lot of these moments in this episode. So I'm excited to talk about it. But we pop in with the previously on. They do you dirty here. They call you Kristen's annoying voice the whole time. When Lauren's talking about camping, she's like, camping sucks. And we had to listen to Kristen's annoying voice the whole time. And I was like,
I wrote that down too.
I don't think you have an annoying voice.
Thank you so much, Steven.
Do people tell you you have an annoying voice?
Well, on Laguna Beach,
Okay, so there's another interesting, there's when I thought that it was an audience fan kind of from the show driven thing where the way you say Steven was picked up on.
Yeah.
But then I see, I'm not sure if it's in this episode or the next episode, that
Low when she says.
Yeah, and they kind of say my name in that, and they really
Steven.
Exaggerate it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was actually kind of blown away. I was like, oh, that's where it's kind of pulled from.
Yeah.
But yeah.
No, that was very much a show thing. Mm. Obviously, I clearly said it like that. But then it wasn't a thing until MTV made it a thing.
Yeah. I don't think you have an annoying voice. You might have been the loudest in the room.
Oh, it probably
but it
still
was entertaining.
Am sometimes.
You were fun. It's just like, look at the.
I'm just wild.
The fast cars episode when your car breaks down. I mean, that is just straight comedy for 5 minutes. I that's still in the running for me as scene of the season. So well done.
Well, thank you.
There's another great moment, which I don't even know if they use in the episode, but I think they might have used it for the kind of in the next one or just showing some clips. We're kayaking around and I think I'm trying to like get you to stabilize the kayak so that I can get back in or something. And you're just like, oh man, with the commitment, you're like, Steven, I went to camp. I know what I'm doing.
I know. Like, literally went to camp one time. No, actually.
The connection with you, that is so you. Like, confidence is unmatched. I just really appreciate it.
Oh, God. Yeah, there you go.
That got me good.
All right, you guys, I'm back again, of course, to talk about HelloFresh one more time, but I have Steven with me. So Steven, tell us what's going on in your world right now regarding HelloFresh.
All right, I might have a new HelloFresh recipe. I just got a new delivery this last week, and I had the chicken sausage rigatoni, and it came with this creamy pink sauce with bell pepper and Parmesan. Mm, can never go wrong with pasta for me. It's one of those things where it's like, I can't eat it all the time. But when I do, it's a treat. And this one was definitely a treat. So I got my little delivery to my door. Everything was all portioned out for me. Came in these little gift packages that I like to call them. Unwrapped it, made it. It took like 20, 25 minutes. Super easy. And it was super delicious.
Yeah, that sounds really good. I'm going to have to try that one.
Guys, with HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep, as I love. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit.
Subscribe to HelloFresh and check save money off your fall to-do list. HelloFresh is 25% cheaper than takeout and less expensive than grocery shopping too.
All right, guys, have your pumpkin spice and eat it too with a rotating selection of fall-inspired items from HelloFresh Market. From brunch kits to a fall dessert board, you'll find everything you need for all your favorite autumn occasions like tailgating, Oktoberfest, and more. Go to HelloFresh.com/Beach65 and use code Beach65 for 65% off plus free shipping. Again, go to HelloFresh.com/Beach65 and use code Beach65 for 65% off plus free shipping. We move into Lauren and Lo.
Lauren and Lo, yeah.
Yeah, they're looking at their yearbook and they flip to, they got Elsie is mostly resistible, mm-hmm. of course. And Trey is most fashionable. They don't mention it, but you can clearly see by what Trey's wearing. And then the person next to him, I believe you got most fashionable. And then you have this life of the party over here.
Yeah, baby. Stephen Coletti. So,
a couple things to break down here. First of all, I had to explain to my parents that it was because when I got to the party, it was like the best personality was there.
Yeah, that's what it was.
And it was like, it was really fun if I was there.
Yeah, had nothing to do with
to like be committed to party.
Off.
Yeah.
I love that.
So there's that. And also like, I mean, I had a lot of fun, but would you say that I was like the number one party guy of our school? Like
it was. I do think it was much more than that. I think it was more just like everyone loved you. Like you were always having a good time.
Oh,
you were
sweet of you.
Partying too, but not in excess by any means, or not more than anyone else, I should say. But no, I think it's more of just like that whole persona. Just you got along with everybody.
And so who I got it with, Sahar, was actually, was my ex-girlfriend before you during those times. And she actually, she made a promise. I remember when we were freshmen, she was like, and we were dating, she was like, we're totally going to win life of the party, something like that. and then all these years later, even though I hadn't, you know, talked to her in a little while, and obviously we'd been dating, from what I found out, she kind of campaigned for it.
Oh,
the
I
morning
love it.
Where everyone's filling out, like in that home period,
she
like,
was making sure
she
it
was
happens.
Making the rounds in the class. Say, right, Stephen and I, right, Stephen and I. So I was like, oh, that's interesting. So the picture's funny with that little red cups. Did you do anything?
So my senior year, I actually remember I also got Life of the Party, but I also got Phoebe Cates from Fast Times at Ridgemont High, and I couldn't get both. So they gave me Phoebe Cates. We like every year we would do a show or a movie or whatever.
Yeah.
So my year was Fast Times at Ridgemont High. So
you also got Life of the Party.
Yeah, and I actually would have probably preferred Life of the Party. Let's be honest. That was all I cared about in high school. Check that off the list.
Let's bring it back to some wholesome moments, shall we? So we have our little wake-ups on graduation day. They kind of do a day in the life, which
cute.
Is cool. Do you remember how
the wake-ups were always so funny to me because obviously we knew they were coming.
Oh, yeah.
So like,
yeah, there's a camera in the room.
The two times maybe that they woke up with me, I would get up before, do a little zhuzhing, get back in bed. I'm like, oh, good
Wait, what do you call it? Zhuzhing?
Zhuzhing.
Zhuzhing, that's what it is. That's
a little zhuzhing.
Right. Is there, would your dad ever wake you up in a certain way?
I don't really remember my dad ever waking me up, to be honest. I blacked out most of my childhood, so.
My dad would come into the room and in the most annoying voice, like, time to get up. and you flip like the light on and off.
Oh,
on and
that
off,
is
on and
awful.
Off, on and off.
That's like traumatic to wake up like that. Yeah. See, when I wake up my kids, I just like slowly rub their back. Aww. I'm like very gentle.
But
and
they're
then
young.
I
mean, I was like a 17, 16 year old kid at this point. So my dad was like, yeah, I was also number three. So my dad was
that's
like so
true.
Over it. He
that's
was like,
true.
Get your ass out of bed and go to school. But yeah, I remember Christina's dad. They have Christina's dad sings during this episode. I remember that from when we were little. He would always come in singing and she'd
really?
Be like, Dad, stop.
Get out of here.
I was like, it's actually kind of a nice song. It's like, it's a lot better than what I have
that's
to deal
nice,
with at home.
Yeah. Waking up to singing is not that bad.
Birds chirping.
Yeah, I thought that was cute though, getting everyone waking up in the morning. It's a big day, so you want to document the whole day.
You have my, and there's the little mural on my wall is backup. It wasn't there in an earlier episode, but you have my little Marissa Miller, Jessica Simpson dedication. Quite the blonde guy,
there
I guess, over
yeah,
here.
Clearly.
And then I'm in a towel, just, you know, walking around.
Sex sells.
Brushing my teeth.
With and your mom. I thought it was a very sweet scene with your mom.
Yeah. So I was just going to say, remember you were saying, I think in the last episode that something I was like shirtless and I was flexing. And I looked at this episode, I was like, what am I flexing? How do you flex bone and skin?
Well, just like, you try. I'm
pretty
know.
Sure I was the last one to get to 100 pounds in my grade. So
I was definitely like double your size in high school.
So yeah, the wake ups are good. And then the senior video, which did they do this in your season? Because
not that I remember.
All right, I'm calling antics here. Oh man. I mean, let's just go through it. You have Morgan, which is funny because we just spoke to Morgan.
Yes.
And she's married with kids and she has a little boutique, just like she talked about.
She said that's what she wants in 10 years.
That's right.
Which I love.
She was really happy not to be in Laguna. Yeah. But you can see in the senior video, she's like, oh yeah, I totally want to be back in Laguna.
I know.
No better place in the world.
I know. It was funny. So but I sweet. Thought it was cool because she literally predicted exactly what she has. And so I thought that was awesome.
That was awesome. Yeah. She deserves that. She's great. And then you have Lauren on there and it's her hopes for our generation. They did her dirty there of asking her a very deep question when it's like, it's obviously not kind of her thing, but I think she did handle it pretty well. She's like, I don't know. I think Trey will take care of that for us, which is great and true. And then they come to me. I think
gave them what they wanted.
I remember shooting this for like an hour and a half going through all these questions. And like, oh, this is kind of cool and interesting. But of course, that one question that they really care about, it's like, what are some of your bad memories? And then it's funny that I'm like, it is actually a real moment. I'm sitting there, I'm like, well, it's like a pretty good
year.
Everything
with Kristen.
I had a good time. That happened with Kristen. I won't say that. I had a pretty good year. I shouldn't say anything. Well, probably stuff with my girlfriend.
Yeah, bad times with my girlfriend. Thank you very much for that.
Couldn't help it, man.
It's understandable.
One thing worked for MTV is I was kind of an open book. Just kind of like, I really didn't understand a lot of maybe what I was giving them.
Well, none of us did. That was the thing. That's why it worked, because it was from a very real place.
Yeah. And they could do that where asking some simple questions or manipulating it in a way of like, hey, remember, you talk about Lauren, it's great. You guys had your thing, but now you're best friends again.
Yeah,
right? So
exactly.
Like you could still talk about how you see Lauren, right?
Yeah. Cause you have no idea how they're going to edit it and make it seem. So,
yeah.
I thought the next scene with you and the guys was really great, talking about going off to college and how the girls are going to be
boy.
So different.
Oh, boy.
They're going to be experienced.
Okay. All right. So this is what happened as I was watching this episode. Yeah. This is a dudes being dudes moment. One of those, thankfully, this is 18 years ago. So I can look back and be like, man, you're such a moron back then.
I thought it was great. I loved
but,
it.
Here's the thing. So I'm watching it and somebody says, I think Dieter's like, oh, college, like they're so slutty. He's joking, but you know, it's just, there's that.
I also think it's like guys are hoping that girls are going to be like that in college. Like, oh, they're going to be so slutty. It's going to be so great.
It's that stereotype of a college where everyone's like, everyone's there to like party and get wild.
People are just
and like,
coming to hook up.
Yeah. Everyone's ready to lose their virginity if they still have it.
Yeah.
All that stuff. So being high school kids, we're dropping the word slutty. And I stop him and I say, not slutty, just experienced
such
is how
guy.
I like to put it. And I pause the TV and I'm like, oh, like write this
nice
note
job.
Down. I'm like,
yeah.
Hey, I'm maturing.
Yeah,
look at this
you.
Guy. We've come a long way from Cabo. Let's not use the S word. Let's talk about experienced.
Yeah.
So I write that note down and then I push play. And what's the next thing out of my mouth? I'm like, oh man. Yeah, girls are just going to be so down and...
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, well, no,
just
all
kidding.
Is lost
just
immediately.
Kidding.
Well
just
done,
kidding.
Idiot.
No, but I love the scene because it's such a real conversation between guys going off to college, what they're hoping for. And they're just like, oh, things are going to be amazing. The girls...
Chicks are going to be all over us.
I just thought it was great. Yeah, I loved it. I loved it.
Oh, that's funny.
And they're really starting to lay the groundwork now how for you and I are not staying together.
Yep.
Well, I actually think it was a very mature thing that we did, which we get to later on in the episode. But we weren't stupid. Like, yeah, Steven's going to go to college and I know, you know, I'm going to be faithful. He's going to be faithful. It was more like we care about each other a lot. I would never want to ruin your college experience either. Like, yeah, you should go up there and do what you want. And yeah, when you come home, we'll be together.
Yeah. I think ultimately if...
Which is that simple, you know?
I think the best thing for a relationship, if you're going away to college and you want it to last... And I think this is what I thought. I think there was still that hope, of course, was always there for us, or at least for me, at that age where you're like, we're going to find our way back. And everything's going to be all right. And yeah, ultimately putting it on pause and kind of just going and let them do their thing. And then maybe you can pick it up and love will find its way back, right? Yeah. It always does. If it's meant to be, you'll find your way back to each other. And so, yeah, I think that to have more IRL moments as far as like what was really happening between us, where like things are nice, we're enjoying our time together, but we're
being realistic.
We're realistic about, yeah, where this is heading, yeah, which is so funny because in adulthood, like there's no other moments where you're like, all right, yeah, we're going to date for the next like 2 months and then here's our heart out. Like, oh yeah, August 28th, when you go to Los Angeles,
that's it.
We're done, but we should continue to date right now.
I know, I know. It's so funny. But that's just the innocence of being 17, 18 years old. You don't think like that.
Yeah, and I remember we did have a lot of fun together, but we're kind of getting there. It's good to see those moments.
Did Dieter and Jessica stay together? What was their plan? Now I can't remember. Did you guys talk about it in that scene?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember either.
I wonder if we're going to get into it.
Ended up doing.
Is this a season 2? I know that they didn't stay together going into college.
Okay. So they must have been on the same kind of trajectory as us.
Yeah, yeah. But as we go into graduation, there's gifts. The parents are giving gifts. So Lo gets a car.
Standard. Wow, only in Laguna Beach, a brand new car.
Yeah, her baby jets, let's call it. Which that called the VW Jetta. Yeah. That is such a staple of the 2000s.
Oh, God, that's all I wanted.
If you wanted to be a cute girl, you needed to drive a VW Jetta. Yep. And so, yeah, she's freaking out, which is funny. And then Christina gets a nice study Bible.
I was laughing so hard. She was like,
Is that a book? And I like forgot that, like, oh yeah, her storyline's like she's minister's daughter. And
you
so then
she
it's
was
like,
bummed,
oh, it's a, yeah, I know. Christina was like, oh,
Lo's getting a brand new car. She's like, thanks for the Bible.
It's beautiful. Yeah. I'll put it on my nightstand in college.
So great. Literally.
And then Morgan gets a computer. She gets an iBook, which it's funny that it's a giant box for this Mac computer laptop. We've come a long ways there. Apple has. But they're now like very sleek packaging that they do. And then Trey gets some satellite speaker subwoofer. Super sweet. Boss that in the dorm. And then we get to me.
Oh, this was the scene with your mom. I said it earlier, but this was where you guys were talking about the yearbooks.
I got nothing. I was
That's
like, did
okay.
you get something?
You know what?
No, I was actually kind of shocked. I was like, I didn't know you're supposed to get anything. I thought, maybe get a check for college.
Right. I think it probably has helped mold you into who you are today. So I remember my dad gave me pots and pans and everyone else was getting like diamond earrings. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? I was so pissed.
You got fucking pots and pans?
I was so mad. But now that I'm an adult, I'm like, shit, I get it. That stuff's expensive. And I was moving into a new apartment. So I needed that stuff. But I'm telling you, I didn't have a new car. Clearly, we've seen all that. I didn't get diamond fucking earrings at graduation. I didn't get any of that shit. But I'm happy now because it's made me have a really good work ethic.
Yeah.
So thank you, Absolutely. Dad. Hated you for a long time for it, but full circle.
Yeah. My dad was like, and you're paying for college, by the way. So you can borrow some money for it, but like you're on, you know, $100 a week budget.
Wow.
And I will help you get what you need with your student loans and all that and whatever you need to fill in the blanks for right now because you're a little surf and sport. Surf lessons, nest egg I was sitting on was not enough to cover that.
That's so good though, especially as a mom now. Like that's... You're not helping anybody by giving them everything.
I'm proud of that looking back. And it's funny, I didn't even think about it at the time, but as you, and even looking now, all these kids getting these gifts and then talking to other kids that their parents paid for everything and they didn't have to, you know, pay it all back. I'm like, you know what? I think what that instilled in me, there's a little bit of frugality, a little bit of understanding budgeting and and hanging on to your pennies, which is important.
I remember some people got nose jobs and boobs for graduation. I was like, wow, this is like a whole, I'm not going to say the name. I'll tell you off camera, but yeah, that was like the plastic surgery. Okay. Southern California. It's just a different world out here. It really is.
Yeah.
But hey, to each their own.
That's right. I like this moment with my mom and it kind of hit me seeing, you
Your
know,
sister.
My sister as well. And man, I was so butthurt that like my sister was not going.
But understandably, I mean,
she had to work.
What was she doing that she couldn't request graduation off?
That's true.
I was sitting there watching it like, but we've known about graduation for months, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Like, why couldn't she take that day off?
This is the weird insecurity of being the third child, first mistake of the family, as far as like my parents wanted to, and they had a little happy accident. Here we are. So I think that I always felt that growing up, and my brother wasn't coming back. And I remember going to his graduation. So I expected everyone to be there. And I remember hearing my brother not being there. I was like, oh, well, that kind of sucks. Well, at least my sister's going to be there. And then on the day, my sister's like, I'm not going. I'm like, you could see it. This is very much an IRL moment. I'm like, fuck. Like, I'm all buttered.
But I was
like,
upset for you too.
Don't I process my emotions? I call her a kook. I know, calling.
It's your go-to. Yeah. But by the way, I actually really felt for you in this scene. And she told you on camera day of, like, graduation is a big deal. It is. She should have been there. Your brother should have been there. So I was sad for you watching this scene.
I'll give her a little credit. My mom was like, oh no, like we're trying to figure out why I have the ticket for her. My mom's like, oh, she's going to go and save the seats, which she did. So she did do something. And
what was her job? What, can we go back to this really quickly? Why couldn't she be there?
At the time, I think she worked at a wine shop.
Had to be there.
Yeah, she didn't, did she?
Well, I just think like with any job, you can be like, hey, I know that I need April 15th off in 2 months. You know, I'm going to request this day off. You know, like, what? I don't know. I love your sister. I really do love your sister.
I'm going to give her a call.
I think we should get to the bottom of this because I was really bummed watching this for you.
And my sister, who is, it's so funny. She's so good about everyone's birthdays. And I mean, to this day, I mean, she's probably the most responsible one of our family, but she's like, dad was like, he's the happy accent in there. It's all right. Move it along. But anyways, so we go through that and we get to graduation. Now they start playing that graduation song.
Was it Vitamin C? I wrote this down, question mark. I knew it. That song, just pulls on the heartstrings and just reminds me of that time.
Yeah. This is where I was like, well, you're not gonna cry right now. And then I was like trying to like fight it back.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, as we went through the whole graduation and all those pictures, this took me back to that moment. Like right away, I remember so much about that day, what happened for grad night, everything that we were doing, the kind of trouble we were getting into, like kind of sneaking drinks like on our graduation night.
Yeah.
Having a little too much fun. Yeah. Everything kind of came flooding back. And like that is one of the most pure moments in high school, like that day where you've graduated.
Mm.
And you just kind of see the innocence. And you're seeing everyone as we're walking and you see the whole class. I'm seeing different faces that I haven't seen in a long time.
Yeah.
The music's playing. And I just couldn't help it. Like tears, like it was just waterworks. Like it kind of came flooding back. And I was like, this is maybe the first moment I've ever thought like, oh, it would be fun to go back to that moment.
But that's it.
True. I don't want to be back in high school again. But to experience that day again, because I remember wanting that day to slow down and remember grad night going really quickly and everything just kind of like, this is such a big moment in your life.
Yeah.
So I would relive that moment if I had to pick one. And a lot of pure innocent moments through that, which were really, really sweet. It was fun to see some faces I haven't seen in a while. So
It was sweet. And then they had Jonathan's speech. I thought he did such a great job too. It was really sweet. It was just perfect. And then MTV, of course, with a little montage, a little flashbacks of everybody. It was really special. I got really emotional too. And I wasn't even part of it.
So wait, little waterworks on your end? Little Missy died?
I didn't cry.
Okay, which you did at graduation day. Do you remember this?
Wait.
I don't know why I remember this, but after, I think I asked you, I was like, did you get emotional? You're like, nah. Look at me crying. And I think
all know it was a little hard ass.
And I remember you were like, I think you were building it. You're like, yeah, I'll probably cry. Like, I get a little emotional. And I love, first of all, you're going to graduation. You're like, I can't believe we're going to graduation. As a junior that's going to be a senior, you're like, why am I going to the fucking—
what am I doing here? I bring it back to myself. I'm like, can you believe we're going to be doing this in a year?
I love the honesty. I love the honesty.
I would imagine, I'm assuming MTV had me go, obviously. But
sure.
I probably would have gone anyways for you.
Well, I would hope.
Me too. I mean, so I would have
been
going.
I don't need you to cry,
anyways.
But at least show up.
But you could tell when you and I were hugging afterwards, I was very happy for you. It was very emotional too.
I think you have some honest moments when you're driving with Morgan. To wherever you guys were driving. Who knows if it was actually graduation that day.
I think it was.
Yeah, but you're being honest. You're like, it's kind of weird because we're doing really well, but we're getting really close, but there's this impending doom. The waterfall is coming.
I'm scared to get close to him now knowing that he's leaving, which was very true.
You know, looking back, it brings up a good question. Like, you've got this end date.
Mm-hmm.
Is it better to ride it out?
I mean, if we're together for the next few months, yes, I think what we did was smart to just enjoy it.
You could, yeah, you can make some good memories, yeah. Enjoy that last summer together. You enjoyed so much through high school together to then
end
have
on a
those
high
like,
note.
Exactly, which I think we did, which is
I think
nice.
We did.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we're going to find out. Yeah, the but show. It seems like we did.
In this episode, it was all right. Everything's yeah. good. You showed up to the graduation and you cried. It's all right. We're not going to hold it against you. You showed up. All right, guys, I want to take a second to talk to you about ZocDoc. This website is very necessary to have in your life, especially if you're looking for a new doctor, a new dentist, anything of the kind. You can go on there. You can look all sorts of reviews from patients who have gone on and shared their experience and can actually get you up to speed on what you might expect with a certain doctor or dentist. I recently moved. I needed a new dentist, and this website was perfect. It's super easy. It's user-friendly. You can get on there. You search. You can search within however many distance of miles you want. You can look around. You really have everything at your fingertips for varying options of what kind of doctor or dentist you might want to choose. So I strongly suggest you check out ZocDoc.com.
ZocDoc is a free app that shows you doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them.
On ZocDoc, you can find every specialist under the sun. Whether you're trying to straighten those teeth, fix an achy back, get that mole checked out, or anything else, ZocDoc has you covered.
ZocDoc's mobile app is as easy as ordering a ride to a restaurant or getting delivery to your house. Search, find, and book doctors with a few taps.
Find and review local doctors. Read verified patient reviews from real people who made real appointments. Now, when you walk into that doctor's office, you're all set to see someone in your network who gets you.
Go to ZocDoc.com, find the doctor that is right for you, and book an appointment in person or remotely that works for your schedule.
Every month, millions of people use ZocDoc, and I'm one of them. It's my go-to whenever I need to find and book a quality doctor. Go to ZocDoc.com/beach and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/beach, ZocDoc.com/beach.
Do you guys ever feel tightness in your tummy sitting in rush hour traffic, or you can't sleep because of your never-ending to-do list? That's me. And yes, it happens to the best of us. That's because your gut, not your brain, is responsible for your stress response. Did you know that your gut and your brain talk to each other? That's why you always trust your gut. But we need to not only keep our bodies healthy, but our gut healthy so we can perform at our best. It's the core of our health. Personally, I trust Just Thrive Probiotics because it's recommended by some of the biggest names in the health industry, including me. I've been using Just Thrive products for probably about 6 to 8 months now, and it's definitely part of my daily routine, and I love them. Their probiotic is a game changer for dealing with bloat, skin, and stomach issues, and it's the easiest way to stay healthy by supporting our immune systems. And it's been shown to help flip the switch on stress so you can feel confident and in control. And for the next level stress management, I pair the probiotic with Just Thrive's breakthrough new formula, Just Calm. Just Calm's proprietary ingredients have been clinically proven to do the almost unimaginable, which is reduce perceived stress, improve sleep quality and energy, and even encourage better focus and flow. Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm make the perfect 1-2 punch to beat stress before it beats you. No fake marketing, no claims, just real scientifically proven results to help you be the best you. And the best part, Just Thrive products are all natural. And right now, you can get 15% off this dynamic duo when you go to justthrivehealth.com and use code BEACH at checkout.
And then, you know, for what didn't happen, what you guys didn't see, our grad night was amazing. We had a big time.
What did you guys do at grad night, Steven? I remember when we graduated, we were like in the bathroom, like pounding booze before we got on the bus because you couldn't bring it on.
Yeah, we had duct taped like Ziploc bags full of vodka to our thighs.
Love it. The shit we did. It's
and,
genius.
Yep. And we were pounding that in the bathroom.
You can't be sober at grad night.
No, because they stick you. You can't leave.
No. Oh, right. We
you're
should explain
locked in.
That. Yeah.
Yeah, grad night,
and
you can't leave till 5 a.m.
Yep, that's
or
right.
Or 4 a.m., whatever it is. So
what if you get tired and you just want to go to bed?
I know. I think that there was somebody who called called someone's mom to get a bunch of us, and there was like an escape group. Like we broke out.
You can't leave until like, 5 a.m.
Don't tell anyone because we didn't want because everyone wanted to leave at 3 a.m. Yeah. We're like we're breaking out, and blah blah blah's mom's gonna be there, and so we got out a little bit early. I remember a moment as we were leaving, looking at some people and going and recognizing that I'm not gonna see them probably ever again.
Oh yeah.
So
wow. Well,
anyways,
very great, very sweet episode.
Well done, MTV.
Yeah.
But this one, the power of the editing that you guys had to cut together some good stuff makes the whole season, I think, worthwhile. For myself personally, I know this isn't your graduation, so you're like, whatever.
Oh my God, I hated this episode.
You're like, what am I getting out of this? Like, can we get a nice limo or something to the graduation? Come on, I'm going
to
show up.
To drive myself? What?
Yeah, what?
So do you have a do-over from this episode?
It's back to that, like what I did a lot when I was nervous and uncomfortable, which was eat and chew with my mouth open. So my sister's telling me that she's not going, and I like reach for chips and I shove chips on my own. I'm like, Cook, what are you doing?
Your nervous like, tick.
Yeah. But that would probably be my little do-over.
Okay.
Other than that, it was.
No, it was sweet.
Yeah, it was very innocent.
Yeah. Mine was to enunciate. Could have done a little bit more of that in high school.
That's a general note for me overall in the season.
Same. I was like, well, I'm sorry, what did you say? Jesus. All right, rating.
Personal rating, I am going... All right, this was tough because obviously I was moved to tears in this episode and it has all the nostalgia feels.
Yeah.
So I was going between a B plus and an A minus.
Whoa.
I know. No, it's something. I can't give it an A because there's still... Like, I can be critical of myself. I'm like, oh, there's a sad moment. I remember my sister not going. And then they have this, like, they got to go out and call LC with. By the way, I had this Razor phone. One of the producers gave me the Motorola Razor cell phone right before it came out. And I remember I flip open my phone and have, like, a conversation with Lauren on graduation day. Like, are you going to hang out with me? And
checking just, in.
Yeah, it's, which was a little forced. But anyway, so I'm going to go B+.
Okay,
which
I like
it. I think is my highest rating.
I think it is.
They're getting better.
I wonder
last
if
episode
you'll ever
was
get
high.
An A. We'll see, I guess.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. All right, what about yourself?
I gave myself a C. I was barely on it.
Okay. So, you know, you're like, what the fuck?
Nothing great, nothing horrible.
What about an audience rating?
I gave it a B+ because no crazy drama, but really sweet moments. And like I said earlier, I think a lot that people can relate to.
Yeah, I went B- because if an audience who is still watching the show at this point, they're probably pretty invested. And they're also going like, what the fuck? They're getting cars and computers and like full speaker setups. Like And they've kind of stepped away a little bit from a lot of the drama, which some people would be like, let's get back to the crazy
no
drama.
No one cares about this.
So I went B-, but like you said, I think there's a lot for people to relate to and for people to look forward to if they were younger watching this show. So
yeah. Okay, so my quote is when Lo is getting ready for grad night and
we have the same
do
quote.
We?
I don't
yeah.
know.
And trying to figure out what purse to wear. And Lo's mom says, it's not a fashion show tonight. And Lo says, it's always a fashion show, mom.
That is a good one.
Yeah.
We got to give credit to Lo. She is full of a lot of quotes on this show. I didn't remember that, but having watched back the show, she's just kind of saying whatever, whatever's coming through to her mind. She's letting it go. There's not a lot of filter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny. It's entertaining.
And
it really is a portrait into the mind of a high school kid. You know, I'm just like very present and this is what I'm thinking at the moment.
Exactly.
And so she's got a bunch of great lines. And so when she gets her baby jets, her little Jetta there, she's in there and she's clapping to herself and she goes, I'm going to be so freaking cute in Santa Barbara.
Yes, that was such a good one. I was laughing so hard at that.
Shout out, Lo. Great quotes in this one.
Very
and,
funny.
That is a graduation day episode. So
yeah, good one.
Ooh, we are getting close to the end. I think we have two more episodes of the season.
I know, which is crazy. And so the next one is The First to Go with Trey being the first to go off to college. Another emotional episode.
Another one.
Yeah.
And our doomsday is coming. Our end.
We have a sweet moment in the next episode.
Do
I'm
we?
Excited to talk about. Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
I jumped ahead and watched it.
That's right. Well, that is episode 109. Thank you guys for tuning in. And I will look forward to talking to you guys again next week.
Seeing you next week. Thanks, you guys. Listening to Back to the Beach with me, Kristen Cavallari, and the best ex-boyfriend ever, Stephen Colletti.
We are so stoked to bring you along on this journey back through Laguna Beach with us.
You can find us on Instagram at Dear Media Studio, hashtag BTTBpod, at Kristen Cavallari, and at Stephen Colletti.
Got any questions about the show? Give us a call on our Back to the Beach hotline, 1-844-LAGUNA-0.
And if you like our show, please make sure you follow or subscribe wherever you're listening to this so you don't miss an episode. And don't forget to leave us a rating and a review.
Back to the Beach is a Dear Media production hosted by Kristen Cavallari and Stephen Coletti.
Our show is produced by Rosalie Atkinson.
Post-production by Amanda Vandekar, Michelle Harrison, and Taylor O'Connor.
Music supervision by Jonathan Lane.
Our theme song is Come Clean, written by John Shanks and Cara Diaguardi.
Cover composed by Steve Shebby.
And our executive producers are Jocelyn Falk, Paige Port, and Michael Bostick.